Welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church this beautiful morning. Whether you have been here your whole life, friends, or this is your first time, we are so glad that you found your way to this worshiping community. As you find your seat this morning, take a look at your bulletin. There are all sorts of announcements and ways that you can learn about how we are church together. If you have a question, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder standing at the communion table to receive any questions that you might have. We have a few announcements this morning. Let's start off with Pamela.
Hi. I've met a number of you, and I promise I cannot remember your names. But I'm Pamela. I'm the new youth director, and I'm here to remind you that today is the day, if you are going on the senior high work project, to have your paperwork turned in. As luck and good planning would have it, I have a stack right here in my hot little hand, and I'm going to be sitting about three quarters of the way back beside the piano. So if you need a form to fill out, come see me. Tell me your name. Even if you don't need a form, come tell me your name so that I can try to remember who you are. Thank you.
Anne Marie had an announcement. There she is.
Good morning. The mission and peacemaking team is planning an adult mission trip for next year. So you should have received a survey, and if you could please fill it out and put it in the collection plate, that would be great, because then we can determine, you know, if you want to go international, local, regional, you know, for how long, what type of project you'd be interested in. That would be awesome. So what we'll do is take the survey, compile it, and then go with the majority. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Eric Vail, and I'm here in a couple of different fashions today. And the good news is that after worship today, after we celebrate the Labyrinth commissioning, outside you're going to see a big vehicle, and it's going to have some really good stuff inside, ice cream. So after worship, after we're done dedicating the Labyrinth, make your way outside, enjoy ice cream. There's picnic tables out there, and it's a beautiful day to have ice cream. And then secondly, you may have seen that there's a couple of balloons around, floating around, and the reason that is that back on May the 12th, Reverend Melissa DeRosa became Reverend Dr. Melissa DeRosa as she graduated from the, and I have to write it down, Colgate Rochester Crozier Divinity School, receiving her doctorate in ministry. And we are all very proud of her. So today, with all the other celebrations we have going on, we also wanted to celebrate you.
Thank you. And Lily, my daughter, wanted to make sure that I let you know that there are dairy-free ice cream options. So anyone who needs that, that'll also be taking place. So at the end of worship, I'm going to do the benediction, and the choir will offer a response. You are welcome to head out those doors, but it will take longer for you to get ice cream. I suggest that for those with mobility concerns, this is a really great door. And just make a little turn here, and we will have our Labyrinth dedication prior to ice cream eating. But you know what? You can get in line and get ice cream, too. I'm loud. We'll make it happen. All right, friends, let us join our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship our holy God.
Good morning. My name is David Kilgore, and we should be seeing more of each other this summer. Let us turn to the call to worship in our bulletin. Come, let us worship our God with joy and thanksgiving. At worship in this sacred place, we say it again. For your love, for your faithfulness. When earth's rulers hear what you have to say, O God,
they'll sing the glory of God.
Finish what you have started in us, God.
At this time, we join our hearts together in a time of prayer. Holy God, we confess that we do not always love our neighbor. We confess that we have despised others, even to the point of hatred. We confess that we have been hurt by others. We confess that forgiveness and reconciliation at times are just impossible for us. We know that nothing is impossible in you. we come to you seeking healing and wholeness for us. Help us, whenever possible, to live in peace with others, to seek reconciliation and healing and forgiveness. For nothing is impossible with God. There is no place you can go, no end of the earth you can run where God cannot find you. There is nothing on earth or beyond death that can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. You are forgiven and you are loved. You are reconciled to God. May we go and live with the love of God. At this time, the children are welcome to come forward. Today. But first, I want to say thank you. You all did such an amazing job last Sunday with Children's Sunday. It takes a lot of courage to stand up there with that microphone, doesn't it? No, some of you? No. All right. Some of you, it comes naturally. Awesome. Well, if it comes naturally, you let us know and we'll sign you up to be a liturgist. How does that sound? Good? All right. You can do it. So today we have a lot going on. In just a minute, I'm going to invite a family, and you might recognize some of them, for a baptism. You know my favorite thing is baptism. It is, because it's a time that we get to remember God's promises to us. It is open today. That is right. Baptism is super fun. We get to celebrate God's love for us. And then we get to celebrate all the ways that we say hello to new church members as we have new members coming today. And we also get to learn how to say, well, not quite goodbye, but we'll see you later. Today is the day that we are celebrating our church and my family's time of renewal. So what that means is you all aren't going to see me for a couple months. But don't worry, I'll be back. World Communion Sunday, I'll be back. And you guys are going to have a lot of fun welcoming all sorts of guests here at GPC over the summer. And I know you guys will do a great job because you're just good at it, right? All right, will you all stay right here for the baptism so you all get the front row seat? Does that work for you? Okay, so you guys stay here. And at this time, I'm going to invite... Well, just watch and wait. I'm going to invite Meredith Deanna Cox, daughter of Matt and Kelly, to the font. And also, Grandpa. Uh-oh, did we lose one? That'll happen. Ice cream trucks are a real temptation here, friends. All right. Hello, Miss Meredith. How are you? Are you ready for today? All right. Yeah, you can get a good look. I promise. I'll give you a good look. Friends, hear these words of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age. And obeying the words of our Lord Jesus and confident in his promises, we baptize those whom God has called. In baptism, God claims us, seals us, and shows us that we belong to God. God frees us from sin and death, uniting us with Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection. And by water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined to Christ's ministry of love and peace and justice. Let us all remember with joy our own baptism as we celebrate this sacrament.
On behalf of the session, I present Meredith Deanna Cox, daughter of Kelly and Matt Cox, to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Matt and Kelly, do you desire for Meredith to be baptized? And relying on God's grace, do you promise to live the Christian faith and to teach that faith to your child?
And do you, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ, promise to guide and nurture Meredith by word and deed, with love and prayer, encouraging her to know and follow Christ and to be a faithful member of His church? If so, please say, we do.
Kelly and Matt, in presenting Meredith for baptism, you announce your faith in Jesus Christ. Embrace the covenant God has established to give us new life. As God embraces you within the covenant, I ask that you reject sin, to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Kelly and Matt, is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? And do you trust in Him? And do you intend for Meredith to be His disciple, to obey His word, and to show His love? Do you? Let us pray. God, our parent, we thank you for your faithfulness promised in this sacrament, for the hope we have in your Son, Jesus, that as we baptize with water, you would baptize us with the Holy Spirit, so that what we say may be your word and what we do may be your work. By your power, may we may be made one with Christ our Lord in common faith and purpose. Eternal God, nourish and sustain all living things with the gift of water. Your Spirit hovers and moves, calling forth order and life. May all who splash in these waters experience new life through you. Amen. Nathan, did you want to come see the water? You don't have to. It's all good. You can stay right there. Hello, my dear. How are we going to do here? How do you think? What is your child's name? Meredith Deanna Cox. I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. This, my dear, you are a child of God and received into the church. See, love that God has given us. Are you ready to pray together? I think we're still good. Almighty God and giver of life, you have called us by name and you pledge to each of us your faithful love. We pray for your child, Meredith. Watch over her, guide her as she grows in faith. Give her understanding and a quick concern for neighbors. Help Meredith to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, who is baptized, your Son and servant, and who is our risen Lord. God of grace, we pray for these parents, Kelly and Matt. Help them to know you and to love with your love, to teach your truth, to tell the story of Jesus to this child, so that your word may be heard, and bringing about the love you have promised in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hi, sweetie. All right. Are you going to come with me now? Now that we're wet and we've sucked down some of these baptismal waters too, right? Those are good. Please, friends, stand and sing with us
from the green hymnal. I know I took you away from the water, didn't I? We like this. All right, I'm going to take her around to meet everyone. All right, until you really start screaming. All right, to your friends. Did you meet Meredith? Say hello. My dear friends, you all can go back and sit with Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, whoever you might have come with today. Apparently, I have to return you. I don't know. What can I keep you? Here, she says, well, I drank most of the baptismal water, so we're good. We're good. We can sit right there. You did fine. Covering the gamut today, friends. A baptism, and we are going to also reaffirm the baptisms of our new members today. And so at this time, I invite the new members here to the communion table. So I know Paul and Jack and Roar and Eric and Jessica making their way over. Linda, you get to come too. It's all good. You're good. No, we're glad to have all of you. It is with great joy this morning that we have the opportunity to celebrate and to introduce to you some who have been worshiping with us for a while. Some who have discerned a call to a new community of faith, and one family comes to us from Laurelton Presbyterian Church, one of our sister congregations that recently closed, and we continue to offer our prayers for that entire community and are so grateful for you all discerning an opportunity to come here. Friends, these new members are presented by the session for reaffirming the baptismal covenant into which they were all baptized. Paul and Judy, who could not be with us this morning in worship. Aurora, did I pronounce that correctly? Say it. Aura. Ooh, even better. Aura, Eric, Jessica, are joining this morning by letter of transfer, and Jack Beatty by a profession of faith. All desire to profess their faith and assume greater responsibility in the life of the church and God's mission in the world. Friends, is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? If so, please say yes. Do you intend to disciple, to obey his word and show his love? If so, say yes. And will you be a faithful member of this congregation, giving of yourself in every way, and will you seek the fellowship of the church wherever you may be? If so, please say yes. And be filled with gratitude. Let the message of Christ dwell among you in all its richness. Whatever you are doing, whether you speak or act, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Creator through him. Let us pray. Our God and Creator, we praise you for calling us to be a servant people, for gathering us into this body of Christ, and we thank you for sending us, Paul and Judy, Jack, Aurora, Eric, and Jessica. Together, may we live the mind of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom we give honor and glory forever. Amen. Dear friends, welcome to this family of faith and this ministry. Congratulations. Well, I'll congratulate you, too. Blessings. Congratulations. Well, no, we don't want you sitting by yourself, but confirmation will happen soon enough, won't it? Yes. So, friends, you'll have a chance to meet and greet our new members, well, over ice cream. So, you all may have a seat.
First reading of the word today is Psalm 138. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted your name and your word above everything. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he perceives from far away. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands.
Our gospel reading this morning comes from Mark chapter 2. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields. And as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to Jesus, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat. And he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" And again, Jesus entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And they said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." And then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. And he looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out. His hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. A wedding yesterday, a beautiful baptism this morning, along with welcoming of new members, commissioning for our time of renewal, a labyrinth dedication, and then later this afternoon, a new pastor installation at Ogden Presbyterian Church. Could you fit anything else in on your last Sunday before renewal, Melissa? Someone asked me. A nap? Would that be asking too much? Probably. You know, I may not get a nap today, but we all do get ice cream, so there's that. And after the session meeting on Tuesday, together we will begin a season of renewal, a Sabbath time that is ultimately about so much more than a nap. Sabbath is a time of renewal that is life-orienting, life-giving. At least that, in part, was what God had in mind. God rested at the end of creation so that creation can continue. One commentary reminds us that God did so not for a break, not for some time out or time off, not for a job well done, not just to recoup, not for the completion of a week worthy of reward, but rest is needed. Rest is essential because it anticipates action for the sake of life once again. When Sabbath is for the sake of life, then it means getting back in there and figuring out where life needs to happen. This, friends, is what Sabbath, time of renewal, is all about. And I remember last year, right at this time when I was in Jerusalem, how there was no mistaking the centrality of this commandment, even today in Jewish life. Standing in the Jewish quarter of the old city on a Friday, from the moment the sun peeps over the hilltops, whole neighborhood is abuzz. Children are running errands, mothers sweep doorsteps and sidewalks, and a line inevitably forms outside the local bakery. All day long, the ovens are hot. You can smell the bread baking. And one by one, each family is provided with a brown bag containing a magnificent loaf of still warm challah. The activity reaches the fever pitch just before sunset, with that last-minute rush of the few souls to the bakery and the sound of running feet down the stone road as they hurry to get home before the sun hits the horizon. And at sunset, all is quiet. Shops are shuttered, candlelights flicker in dining room windows. And if you listen carefully, can hear the soft chanting of Sabbath prayers. And Saturday morning dawn in stillness with an overwhelming sense of peace and rest. Sabbath. And it happens every single week, not just every 5 or 8 years, every week. And it doesn't take long to figure out for the Jewish people Sabbath matters. It is essential to their lives and central fact around which all else revolves. It was a unique practice for the Jews in ancient time. No other religious group observed it. And across the years, as many things do, more rules emerged, regulations were set forth, all designed to protect the mark of Jewish distinctiveness. Sabbath was established in the 5th chapter of Deuteronomy so that the Hebrew people who once toiled in slavery could be forever assured that there would be periods of rest and freedom. The purpose of the Sabbath has always been to promote life, to honor a liberating and life-giving God. The Sabbath was given the Jewish people and all who worked for them, all who lived among them, even to the livestock. This wasn't just about a personal spirituality, but a community that acted in justice, a care for one another and all of creation. The individual was called by the Sabbath to look beyond him or herself and attend to the welfare of others. As Christians draw the practices of the Jewish tradition for the time of Sabbath, in the Sabbath renewal we are about to enter as a congregation, we do so knowing that Sabbath doesn't hold the same level of importance in Christian tradition today or our culture for that matter. Some may even falsely point to the verses that I read this morning and that are found in other forms throughout the Gospels to make the case that Jesus didn't think that Sabbath was important. See, even he worked on that day. But that's not what's happening here. In fact, Jesus' attention to the grain and to the man with the withering hand is an emphasis, a reminder to the religious teachers of the time and the people about what Sabbath was about in the first place. An opportunity to promote life, to create space in all our lives where we can continue in God's work of welcome and abundant life for all of God's creation. What a great celebration today for Sabbath. And the connection to baptism, a reminder of what it means to welcome little Meredith, our new members, one another as we have a time to spend on the lawn and ice cream doesn't help, but also as we welcome new guests over this summer, people from various faith traditions, a time to learn how it is that we can practice welcome with one another. In fact, that hymn we're about to sing, you can take a look at it. I think it's purple sheet in your bulletin. Also points to this reality. Now, this is a special hymn in case you didn't read through the rest of your bulletin. Next Sunday begins the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church, and they will gather for their opening worship and sing this song together. And when I saw it, I thought, how perfect. What a great way to mark this time of our renewal, a time of rest, so that we might join with God, with other brothers and sisters in Christ, with Presbyterians across the nation and world, and those of other faith traditions, in drawing the welcome circle wider. May it be so for you, for me, now and always. Draw the welcome circle wider, we recognize that we indeed bring all of ourselves, all of the places of joy and celebration, and those places where our hearts are breaking open in grief and anguish and in injustice. If you have a prayer that you would like to share, please raise your hand. A usher will bring you a microphone. Let us know who you are and how we can pray with you together.
Good morning. I'm Keisha Binko. I kind of have a list today. So my first, I would like to share a joy. Many of you know that my husband has spent 3 years on a very major labor of love restoring a 1966 Chevy truck for his father. That truck was delivered on Friday, just in time for his dad's 90th birthday, which we celebrated yesterday.
Amen.
So very much a joy in our family life. I have a couple of concerns. My sister-in-law, Bob's sister, is facing surgery with some frightening unknown things. So just prayers for her health and well-being as she faces surgery. And also for a friend of mine, Mary, who is hospitalized this weekend with complications and recently diagnosed with lung cancer. And she's a non-smoker, so it's one of those really tough things she's going through. So prayers for Debbie, my sister-in-law, and Mary, my friend. Thank you so much.
We continue to hold all those prayers together.
Kate Stanford. I work at Genesee Mental Health Center, which is an inner-city clinic for people who suffer from mental illness. The past few weeks, we have been standing room only for our intakes. So there's been a big upswing in the number of people who are struggling with mental illness. And just this week, I had 3 people hospitalized that were on my caseload. So just keep those that are struggling with mental illness in your prayers.
Amen. And that there, for all those who are struggling with mental illness, there is help available, and we have those phone numbers available for crisis outreach. So please, you are not alone.
Good morning. I'm Barb Snape. I'd like to ask for prayers for my cousin Chip, who lives in Huntington, Long Island. He's been in the hospital and had some heart issues and now has a new doctor. He's changing his eating habits, so changes in medication. He was a brother that I never had in Long Island, and we talk quite a bit. So I'm asking for prayers for him.
Prayers for
Thank
him.
You.
I'm Paul Bukowski, and I'm here to ask for your prayers for my wife as we kind of walk through the remaining days of her life, that peace and joy, which she has, will continue, and that she will have the least amount of suffering, and that we would find beautiful times with our friends, who many of you here, who reach out to us. So thank you for that.
Continued prayers for Judy and also Paul and the entire family. We've got 2 hands here. You've got it. Go for it.
A joy today is my mother's wonderful birthday. She's had a rough year with some health issues, and we're blessed to have her. She's precious to Barb and I, which is why we're here today. So happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Ann.
A lot of people have been asking me about our friends and our brothers and sisters in Guatemala with the recent volcano. The area we work in near Robinal, everyone there is fine. Antigua, where we end up our mission trips, is only about 20 miles from the volcano El Fuego. As a matter of fact, you can see it very well from Antigua. And so I'd like to ask for prayers for the people on El Fuego that lost their lives, their families, their homes. Keep them in your prayers as we discern the best way forward to help them. And also, I'd like to ask for prayers for a friend. She's only in her 30s, who was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And she's waiting, and 2 weeks they're going to do a test and determine if she's cancer-free. But she's decided not to do any more chemo after that, so keep her in her prayers.
Thanks. Definitely.
Carrie Dykes, I have a few things. First of all, it's Jan Brewer's birthday.
A lot of sure birthdays today. Happy birthday.
Secondly, I ask prayers for Ashley Frisch, who is expecting her 3rd child in November. And also for our other niece, Claire, who will be graduating from kindergarten next weekend.
Yay! Great joy. Got one back there.
Is it Debbie? Good morning. Peter Derry. Great to be here. Great to see all these faces and to see you all looking well. I just pray for the person we've known, the woman we've known longest. We've known her from the first week we came here in 1968, and her name's Joyce, and she has just seen and watched her brother die in awful pain for over the course of a month. And then on coming back home from Binghamton, learned that she has breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So she is distraught, and she came round to see us, and she is really hurting. So I said, we'll send you prayers. I know how much they helped me, and we'd love to have a GPC prayers are special, and so could we send some out for her. Thank you.
Prayers for a special friend of the Derry family.
I have a lot of joys. Tommy graduated a year early from high school, got his license yesterday.
Yay!
Allison graduated this year. Rachel's growing up, so is Harmony. And also, thank you guys for my journey of weight loss, where I've lost 105 pounds in less than a year.
Congratulations.
Hannah Walker, I want some prayers for the people just down the street from us where the little boy was killed. Mm. And that her mother's going through a lot of problems right now.
Continued prayers for that family, indeed.
And I was so happy my husband made it to church.
Welcome.
Good morning, Eric Vale. I ask for your prayers for a church member who faces surgery on Friday this week. So if you'd all keep Bob in your prayers. Thank you.
Prayers for Bob Farrell. Any others? Let us continue our time of prayer. O God, who commands us to Sabbath in the midst of the world, you call us deep into your mystery of love. You offer us precious time out of time to immerse ourselves in your abundant life and refresh us in your vision of wholeness for all. Thank you for meeting us here as we Sabbath. Show us again the goodness of all you have made. Let our Sabbathing restore our hope and strengthen our courage to follow Jesus, your child, who models life-giving Sabbath for all. We offer this, all the prayers that have been spoken aloud and also those that remain in the silence of our hearts, as we share together the words your Son taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Let us now receive the morning offering.
have blessed our nation with immense wealth and opportunity, and you have commanded us to honor you with our wealth. We pray that you are honored today as we give you what is yours. Bless these cheerful givers and the offerings that they give. In Jesus' name, amen.
So you all can sit back down, and at this time we'll have the members of the renewal team come forward along with the DeRosa family, who I claim is mine most of the time, and David as well. One of the great traditions here at GPC is our commissioning of work projects. Before folks head out, you'll have a number of those happening, and it felt very appropriate that for our time of renewal, in many ways, is its own time of mission and learning and doing and being and resting. So if you might or may not remember, all the way back in the spring of 2017, the session here at Gates Presbyterian Church approved a time of renewal called In the Company of Strangers. This theme builds upon the book by the same name written by Parker Palmer and lives out the work that I focused on during my doctoral studies. The time of renewal will be a time for us to learn in new ways to engage in practices of hospitality, of both welcoming and by being strangers. Specifically in an interfaith context. In August of last year, we learned that our application to the National Clergy Renewal Program through the Lilly Endowment was received and approved. And then they gave us $40,000 to help support this amazing opportunity. That amount is covering the financial costs of the renewal time, and has definitely made planning and carrying all of this out much more fun. I continue to be grateful to all of you for your support and your prayers in the next few months.
It's hard to believe, but it's been almost 2 years, and you're talking about, you're thinking about, you're planning about, and applying for the grant, and it's finally coming to fruition. So thank you to all of you, including everybody sitting out there, to make this possible today. So it's really going to be a good time, and we're going to celebrate. With that said, on Saturday, Melissa and her family will set out to Jamaica to be received by the Reverend Kimberly Hines as her guest. In July, Melissa and Matt will travel to Jerusalem and be guests in the various ancient and contemporary faith communities in cities including Jewish, Christian, and Muslim in Jerusalem. In August, Melissa, Lily, and Nora will be guests at the Chautauqua Institute in New York to attend interfaith lectures, learn and play together, and later in the month, they will be guests of an interfaith community at Stony Point. The remainder of the time, Rosia time, they will worship with a variety of faith traditions, share meals, and enjoy time together. Do you, Melissa, Matt, Lily, and Nora, accept this time of renewal as a gift from God and as an expression of your love for God and God's people?
We do.
Excellent.
All right. Sure about that?
Dear friends, this summer we have an incredible opportunity to engage in interfaith learning, to learn and grow in our understanding of hospitality as both guests and hosts. We will learn from the Jewish and Muslim faith traditions by welcoming those who will teach us. We will learn to be guests by visiting Temple Sinai, the Islamic Center of Rochester, and Stony Point Center. We will worship together, share meals, and enjoy time together. Do we accept this time of renewal as a gift from God and as an expression of our love for God and God's people? If so, please say we do.
As we all engage in this time of renewal, will we open our hearts to the people we meet along the way and the surprises God has in store? Do we promise to pray for one another and practice grace? If so, please say, I will.
I will. During this time, we also have the opportunity to welcome Reverend David Kilgore to serve as our temporary renewal pastor. David, do you promise to serve in cooperation with the congregation of Gates Presbyterian Church to show the love and justice of Jesus Christ? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Do we, the congregation of Gates Presbyterian Church, accept David as our temporary renewal pastor and agree to encourage him, respect his leadership, and receive his care as together we serve Jesus Christ, who is alone head of the church? If so, please say we do.
At this time, I would like to invite the DeRoja family and David to come forward with me.
Not perfect.
This is off the script. And at this time, I would invite everybody out there to come forward, bringing the Holy Spirit with you to share as we lay on hands on the DeRoja family and Reverend David Kilgore. And if you have mobility issues, just put your hand out. Your touch will be felt. So please, at this time, come forward and lay on hands.
And let us pray together. Hospitable God, you invite us to a banquet where the last may be first, and the humble and the mighty trade places. Let us share your abundance with no fear of scarcity. Let us greet strangers as angels you have sent. Send your Spirit now, so that we may find a place at your table and welcome others with radical hospitality. In the name of Jesus, guest at all our tables. And let us join in singing the familiar song, Spirit of the Living God. Let us all say, Amen.
Can you say, let's go out and get ice cream from here? All right, let's go. No, seriously. If they're off script, so are we. Let's head out. You go off script. I get to go off script. You just got to go. Just go with the flow. Let's just go out.
I could pray for Bob Harrell, a church member who's having surgery.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. That's it. That was it. Yeah.
Didn't even move. Yeah, he got